Hi everyone. So I'm going to be talking about the Vanessa Guillen case. You know, some updates have been coming out. So this is how the story happened, supposedly. So April 22nd, Vanessa Guillen, she had a day off, but somebody from that base called her in. Nobody's sure on who was that person. So Vanessa, she was working in the armory room. She had to get like a document about a serial number from one of the weapons. So supposedly she went to the building that Aaron Robinson was working, supposedly. So anyways, that's his story. When the cops and, you know, all the people who are investigating went to him to ask. But anyways, I'm not even sure if this was all planned out, because if all this happened in the armory room, like Cecile Aguilar said in her confession, that all this happened in the armory room, that Aaron Robinson, he used a hammer and hit Vanessa so hard in the head, and he placed her body in a Pelican box that the army uses. Now, I don't know if in an armory room, there's supposed to be a bunch of Pelican boxes. I don't even know if an armory room is even supposed to have a hammer. Like, we don't even know if he had this planned out to begin with. It looks like it may have been planned out, because, I mean, come on. Nobody was there. Nobody happened to see what was happening. Nobody heard Vanessa crying. Nobody saw him cleaning up the blood. Supposedly, him and Vanessa, they were arguing, because Vanessa supposedly found out that he was having an affair with Cecile Aguilar, who supposedly was married to some man from the same army named Keon Aguilar, which the story doesn't make sense, because when Robinson was being investigated, they had asked him where about his whereabouts that day, and he had said that he was with his girlfriend Cecile Aguilar. But if Cecile is married to somebody else from that base, and he didn't want that information to be exposed because it could mess up his career, that doesn't make sense to me. Because Vanessa had told her family that she was being sexually harassed, and that when she was taking a shower, supposedly a sergeant came and was watching her taking a shower, you know, and she wasn't acting like herself at all, her family said, and they noticed something was wrong. She told her family, her friends, and everything. Not only that, a week before she had disappeared, she had went to a restaurant that she goes frequently, and the owners and, you know, all the workers there said that Vanessa was not acting like herself. She seemed very quiet, and she looked very worried, and I don't know, she looked like very depressed. That's what they said, because she usually is a bubbly, happy person and fun to be around. So anyways, Cecile Aguilar said that Robinson had did all this to Vanessa in the armory room. He had hit her with a hammer, placed her in the Pelican box, and that he had struggled to put her into his car. And also, there was witnesses that they saw Aaron Robinson taking that Pelican box, like trying to pull it out, and he was struggling into his car. So Cecile Aguilar says that Robinson, he was at the location where the remains were found, and he realized that he couldn't do this all by himself. So he told Cecile that he was gonna go pick her up, you know, where she works at, so she could help him. So Cecile Aguilar said that when they got to the location, you know, he had picked her up, they got to the location, he had opened up the box, and that there she saw Vanessa Guillen. She was able to confirm that was Vanessa Guillen. So, you know, they had tried to set her body on fire, which, you know, it wasn't successful for them. So they dismembered her, like cut her body up. They cut off her head, her limbs, and everything. And they wanted to bury her in three different sections. So they had bought garden lime, which, you know, you put that in the dirt, like, to prevent odor, you know. Also, like, you know, when gardening and stuff like that. So, obviously, they were trying to conceal what they were trying to do. And also, they got cement, you know, which they had put, you know, on the bones. Because when they found the bones was cased in cement. So, they really wanted to make sure that Vanessa wasn't going to be found. But, you know, it started raining so bad. And, you know, there was animals going around the burial. So, you know, they had taken everything out, the animals, by digging. There was some constructors around there working. And they had smelled that foul odor. So they contact the authorities. And you know, the man responsible for the search of Vanessa, Tim Miller, you know, he found the remains and stuff like that. And he knew right there that was Vanessa Guillen's remains because, you know, before he was in that area, he had found a pelican box where Vanessa's body was at, burnt. So not only that, the police and the people in charge of the base, they were questioning Aaron Robinson about his whereabouts. And the last time he saw Vanessa, he said the last time he saw Vanessa, when Vanessa went to where he was located, you know, and she needed to get some papers for the serial number of one of the rifles, and that Vanessa was supposed to go to another person, and that other person, when they went to that other person said that Vanessa never showed up, you know, to them to give any type of papers. So they had asked Aaron Robinson, you know, if they could have permission to search his phone and look up, you know, everything in his phone, which they did. And, you know, him and Cecile, they made an alibi that supposedly that day they were together all, you know, all that night, like, for, you know, for 2 hours. And that they were, you know, like in, I believe it's called Belmont something, someplace called Belmont. And that they were looking at the stars. That was their alibi. And then, the police and, you know, everybody that was investigating was saying, but if you know, to Cecile, they said this to Cecile, if you were with Robinson, why, if you both were together, why he kept calling your phone? And her story was, oh, I had lost my cell phone, and, you know, that's why he kept calling. But they, you know, they had stood more than 1 minute on the phone, so they've kind of found that kind of suspicious. Like, at first Cecile, she wasn't cooperating until she finally ended up telling the truth. So she started working with the people investigating to try to, you know, trap Aaron Robinson into confessing, which he did, because he had sent a text to Cecile saying, baby, they found the remains. And he had sent her like an article, like, I guess from the internet, about the remains that were found. And, you know, the idiot Aaron Robinson, you know, basically he confessed everything through text. So the, you know, they went to get him, the police went to get him, and the, I suppose also the people from the military, well, if that base was really investigating, they went to get him. But, you know, he escaped, but then he was found, and supposedly he took a gun and shot himself in the head. I guess he didn't want to, you know, he did the crime, but he didn't want to do the time. So now Cecile, even though supposedly she didn't help murder Vanessa in that armory room, but still she was helping to get rid of the evidence. She was tampering with evidence. So April 26th, they went back to the location where they had buried Vanessa. They had hair nets, right? They had gloves and everything, and they went to, like, try to, like, fix up the, like, the dirt, like, put the dirt in place to make it look like nobody was there. Not only that, they got rid of all the evidence, like Vanessa's stuff and their stuff, by burning it. The clothes that they had on, they burned it. So basically, you know, I'm guessing they probably thought they were going to get away with it, you know, but they didn't, you know, because everything ended up coming out to light. Now, a lot of people, they're questioning, you know, they find it so weird How did Aaron Robinson supposedly, you know, after he did that to Vanessa in the armory room, he hid her in the base and then he went back at night. Supposedly he took like 45 minutes to clean up the armory room, you know, after he hit her with the hammer and did what he did. But it's weird. I mean, supposedly people are saying three people have to be in an armory room, right? And nobody at that time happened to come in or anything. Nobody saw him acting suspicious. Nobody saw him getting the cleaning material. Because we don't know if he had everything ready. You know, we know that Vanessa was being sexually harassed, but we're not really sure if it was Aaron. But I'm guessing, you know, if Aaron did this to Vanessa, then he did this to Vanessa for a reason. He wanted to hide something. Because I honestly, my opinion is, and other people's opinion, that Vanessa was not going to expose anything about him dating Cecile Aguilar. Because, you know, when he was being questioned himself, he even said that Cecile, you know, he was with Cecile Aguilar, his girlfriend. So I honestly do not believe that is the true story. I believe there's more to this story. I believe that there's more people around, like, who helped out, and that this is a cover-up. And I know that more is going to come out to the light. So when they found these remains of Vanessa, you know, they, at that time, they couldn't really say it was hers, because an autopsy needed to be done by DNA. And because how badly, you know, the remains were, they weren't able to identify Vanessa like that, because you know, her face was, supposedly they said that her face was so bashed in that they couldn't use her dental records. So they had to use like DNA from the hair and the bones, and that's how they were able to identify Vanessa Guillen. At the time, you know, the family, the sisters, they were having hope that, you know, maybe it wasn't Vanessa. And at the time when the remains were found, Vanessa's mom didn't know not one thing. You know, the poor woman, she was showing signs of a heart attack. So, you know, she was resting, I believe, or she was in the hospital. So when they came back and confirmed that those remains were Vanessa's, you know, they had to, in order to break the news to Vanessa's mom, they had to call a bunch of people, like the ambulance, have the police there, even a priest. You know, this type of news is too much. You know, that would be too much for the mom to handle. So, you know, now the family, they are trying to make sure they get justice. They want a congressional investigation on how things were investigated in Vanessa's case, and they want answers on what really happened to Vanessa. Because, you know, the family and their lawyer, you know, they question a lot of things that don't make sense about this case. They want to know what's up, and they're gonna keep fighting until they find out what happens. So that is some of the updates that I have on this story. You know, oh, one more thing. So Cecile, she had a court hearing. Cecile Aguilar had a court hearing. They read her affidavit, right? They had asked her, does she understand? And this female said no. And then she said, yeah, okay. Like if she didn't care. So I would keep you more an update, you know, of more stuff that I find out about this case. But thank you for watching, like, and subscribe. Please also check out my podcast on Anchor, which I'm going to put the link in the bottom. Please check it out and always show love. Bye, everyone.